$1 more per fan. Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know you are totally incomprehensible.
Maybe so, but I make a lot of sense.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Doodly doddly, doodly doddly do. When I do that, when I kind of sing along or scat,
yeah,
that means I feel pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to announce I am 90% back. Thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you so much.
That's a fabulous thing.
Let me tell you something. Running at 90% capacity after the last 3 days feels like an ongoing nonstop orgasm. It feels so good. I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was.
That's pretty big.
Miserable. And Peon, before we went on, said something very interesting. And he's right. And I don't know if everybody thinks like this, but when you feel so bad, I told him off the air, I said, look, here's how bad I felt. And this is the test for all men. If your wife or anybody came to you when you're achy and said, hey, Katy Perry is out in the hall and she wants to know if she can come walk around and dance around nude in front of you, and you say no, tell her to go away, then you're sick.
Yeah,
okay. That's how bad I felt. If she had crawled in bed with me nude, I would have turned my back to and rolled over. I just, honest to goodness, it.
I don't know.
No, Dan, you've never really, really.
No, I've been sick like that, and I know what you're saying.
All right, I'd have touched something,
but man,
I'd have gotten a cop to feel, and then I'd have gone to sleep. But it's good to be back.
Oh, we were also talking.
I wasn't gone. I was gone. Not physically, but good to be back.
We were talking too, though. If you've been sick for even 3 or 4 days, and then maybe even a week,
you can't
even remember the last time
you felt.
You're like, am I ever going to feel normal again? I don't remember not having this or. But yeah, it's.
And I'm not a real active person, but. You're right. You lie there and you, can you just, here it comes. You jump up and run to the bathroom again. And you try to remember.
Like if your sinuses are clogged, you go,
oh,
I can't even remember the last time I was able to breathe easily.
No, I'm the same exact way. So I'm not complaining. I'm celebrating. I'm back and I'm on fire. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have a political joke, and some people are going to hate it. It's a joke. So if you don't want to even hear a joke that might be about the person you're thinking about voting for, you just tune out for the... But it's a funny joke, and it's actually a joke. Somebody sent me, Larry, thank you. I've told the joke before. It was originally a very racist joke. So I changed it to make it a politician joke. So the object of the joke was not a race, but it was a politician. So it's been even more fine-tuned, and that's all I'll tell you. And we'll tell that joke today. Welcome to the last day of August, everybody. Can you believe this? Tomorrow will be September 1st.
Hmm.
And I don't know what tomorrow brings. I think there's a song. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. His eye is on the sparrow. It's a gospel song.
Really?
So I don't know about tomorrow, and I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I do know that today is another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Thank you, Dan. Dan will laugh at that. If we did this for the next 50 years, he'd laugh every day.
I still laugh because Peon was ready for it, and he hates it so much. I just laugh.
Yeah,
I laugh at that part.
Think of something you really despise, and you're made to do it every day.
No, it's
that's the position he's in.
Double torture.
I know. And he does it, though. He's such a trooper.
Yeah.
That's right.
Give it up. He does. Now, the only other sort of political thing that I will say today, and listen tight, as people used to say when they were doing a John Wayne impression. I don't know if John Wayne ever said that. Well, listen and listen tight. But listen to me. If you haven't thought about voting for Donald Trump, and I know that lots of people are going, anybody but Trump, can't stand Hillary, but I'll vote for her to keep him out. And that's a lot of what's happening. Here is the one single reason you may want to change your mind. Barbara Streisand has announced that if Donald Trump is elected, she will leave this country.
Yeah. Make America great again.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking she may be the one entertainer, celebrity, who will follow through with that.
I think she would, too.
Okay. But here's my question. Saying something like that, what does, in her mind, what impact does she think that's going to have? What is she going to think is going to be the end result of that? And the answer is nothing. She's not going to accomplish anything. Is there a single person, and maybe there is, maybe there are more stupid people than I think there are, and there are plenty, but is there a single person who, when they hear that, says to themselves, well, that's it. I cannot vote for Donald Trump, because we can't lose Barbara Streisand.
No.
My goodness, the thought of her leaving this country, I can't deal with it. Who would think that?
Didn't we have several other celebrities?
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, say that.
He pulled that same thing.
Was it George Bush?
I don't remember. I think it was Bush, and then Bush gets elected, and he's still here. But I think they actually think they're so important that if they say that, there will be people who will now for sure not vote for him because they cannot even fathom the thought of her not living here. Well, I can. I can, and it wouldn't even be a blip on the radar. Go and don't let the door hit you an ace, as Mike Evans would say.
She irritates me.
Well, she's a tremendous singer, but sing and shut the hell up.
And, she always has. But she was on Jimmy Fallon the other night with Alec Baldwin. And they did a duet together.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a decent singer.
Oh, I know. I know. He's decent. And they all, they bow down to her. Jimmy Fallon did. The audience did. Everyone. It was like she's royalty.
I don't bow down to anybody. There's not a single person that I feel that's superior. If Jesus comes back, I'll bow down to him. That's about it. That's the guy. That's other than that. It must be interesting. I wonder if you could somehow, if science could for a day, let your mind take over the mind of a very famous person. Their thought process is probably very interesting, because we have made them feel so superior and so special. We've done it by throwing money at them, and people who go crazy and scream and watch the Beatles footage or Elvis, these girls fainting. What's wrong with those people? It's just a person. It's a person who happened to be born and dealt a royal flush. They were given a talent. That's it. And that talent happens to be worth a lot of money. Unlike your talent as a welder, and you're the greatest welder alive, that's only worth so much money in this world. So enough of that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is going to be a great day. Let's start. Now, Peon, you actually... We're not able to play it right back.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, mine won't take long.
Well, he graciously, Dan, has said that it's all yours, so it's all yours.
All right. So the
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. The past couple of days, we've been talking about my daughter's car. Remember, I talked about the air conditioner, and then she would be driving it for a while, and all of a sudden, the air conditioner would kicked down, and she said it wasn't hardly coming out and everything.
I believe the correct grammar would be it was hardly coming out.
Was hardly
is a double negative.
Oh, okay. Was hardly coming out. Okay. Hardly coming out. And she had one witness, was my niece, and I've had her car since Saturday.
It still hasn't done it?
It did it yesterday.
Yes.
It did it yesterday.
But that does you no good when you take it to the dealer.
I was driving around, and she said you have to drive around because she mentioned that it happens between Cape Girardeau and here, which is about an hour and a half. So it's about 40 to 45 minutes if you're continually driving.
Okay, so you need to go to Londo, put a mechanic in, and drive to Cape Girardeau.
Yeah.
Well, what we did was this guy, Joe Ott, and I want to thank him. He's a huge listener and a great Imperial dancer, by the way. But he sent me a message on Facebook.
Well, hold on. How do you know he's a great Imperial dancer?
Because I've seen him. I've seen him dance.
Did you go out dancing with him?
No, not personally.
Okay.
My mom actually danced with him. My mom went over and
Your
asked
mom
him.
Cheated on you.
I know. She went over and asked him to dance.
You're her dance partner.
Yeah, but he sent me a message on Facebook and said that the problem could possibly be the drain in the air conditioner, and it could be causing the core to freeze up and everything. And that's exactly what was going on, because when that happened,
I'm guessing the drain in the air conditioner, when you park a car in the hot summer, the air's been on, there's a puddle of water under the car.
Yeah.
Just like your air conditioner at home has a condensation water drain.
Or if there's a slight leak in the system, it could cause it to freeze up also.
Okay.
And so the fan actually is working, but the airflow is not coming out. So that's what was going on, that the fan could be on 3 or 4, and the airflow is like cut in half, or a little more than half.
Okay.
And so thanks to Joe for saying that, because as soon as that happened, it was like, oh, that's got to be it. And then I talked to Todd over at Londoff, and her car now is at Johnny Londoff, and they are working on it now to get it fixed.
Beautiful. Another beautiful Londoff story.
Yep.
Oh, man. It was driving everybody crazy, because when you have something that's going on with a car and it won't do it when you go to the mechanic,
right,
it drives you crazy.
Right. You have anything else?
No, that's it. I am driving a brand new 2016.
He always does it. I see. Have anything else? No, that's it. And he just keeps talking.
I know. I wanted to.
You're driving a what?
Brand new 2016 Malibu.
Nice, isn't it?
Oh.
Isn't it nice?
It is beautiful. It is really nice.
Well, you know what, Dan? And I'm going to do this publicly in front of everybody. You've been working with me for how long?
20 some odd years.
Here's what I want you to do. Christmas is not that far away. You want that Malibu?
Heck yeah.
I want you to go on now, don't wait till Christmas, and you tell them that I said that I think you should buy yourself that Malibu.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. You deserve it.
Well,
buy it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that was it. Okay. So thank you to Joe and everybody.
Yeah, Joe. And now here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A couple things here. First, I saw somebody post a link to this gentleman's Wikipedia page today. And I think he may be the most vilified person ever in our country. And it was a link to Richard Jewell's Wikipedia page. Do you remember
Richard
who that
Jewell is?
Is
the Atlanta guy. Who isn't he? Who
the Atlanta Olympics
bombing
in 1996.
Falsely accused. His life was
saved
destroyed,
a bunch of people.
And then they tried to label him and pin the bomb
for a long time afterwards. The FBI, everybody was investigating him.
They ruined his life.
And they had no evidence. He's dead. He died in 2007.
I didn't know
he
that.
He did?
He had heart issues.
Oh, man.
Diabetes, kidney disease, I think he had too. So I don't know. I mean, who's to say if that's related to all the stress that he was under during that time? I think he ended up.
You know what they should do? It's too late now, but at the time he died, they should have cut off his testicles and put them on display and sent them around the world, and it would be the Jules Family Jewels. Jules Family Jewels display.
Oh, goodness.
They still could do that, couldn't they?
I guess they could. Yeah.
He ended up settling with a bunch of different outlets for libel and slander, defamation afterwards. I think he got money from NBC. The New York Post, his college that he used to work at. But still, there's no amount of money that is... and for him to only... I think one person died, a bunch... Because the bomb still ended up exploding before... Because he warned whoever, you know, the head of security there. It was in some Olympic plaza... in Atlanta during the Olympics, and he warned, he saw this backpack sitting there, and then 9 minutes later, the actual bomber called 911 and said, there's a bomb, and then it, 13 minutes later, it exploded. So, but he was able to evacuate a lot of people before.
One of the few times, I might add, ever, that somebody has called in a bomb threat where there was actually a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
95% of the time, there's no bomb.
And there was no evidence. It was strictly them going on this lone bomber profile. You know, almost like the Unabomber. That was all they were going on.
How old was he when he died?
He was 44 when he died.
Holy cow! You know what? The stress killed him.
That's what I think. I mean, you have to think that. But it just reminded me of what a horrible story that was. Next thing I have, this website may be doing men a disservice. The website's called themodernman.com, and they posted an article. Would you not agree with me that when people are wearing headphones or earbuds in public, that means that they don't want to be disturbed? Would you agree with that statement for the most part?
Generally.
If you're in a crowd of people and you choose to wear earbuds, you're pretty much saying,
"I want to listen to my music.
I'm in my own world right now. I really don't want anyone to."
I guess.
So they posted this article, and I guess it's kind of like for single guys, how to talk to a woman who is wearing headphones. So they're essentially saying in this article,
well, we know how to do it. Get a radio show.
Well, that's right, but you have to hope that they're listening to you.
But if you just walk up to her, you have
you have to hear these tips. They give you a checklist of what you should do, what to do to get her attention.
Is one of them walk up and touch her boobs?
No.
I'll get her attention.
The first one, it says stand in front of her with 1 to 1.5 meters between you. I don't know. This must be a...
I'd like to stand in front of her with 6 inches between them.
Number two, have a confident, easygoing smile. So these are tips now when a woman is wearing earbuds.
That's stupid.
And yes. So they're essentially saying you can go up and bother a woman to try to...
He was basically saying, I don't want to be bothered.
Exactly. Number three, if she hasn't already looked up at you, simply get her attention with a wave of your hand. Wave your hand in her direct line of vision so she can see it and say, hey, how's it going? She most likely won't hear you say that, but it's just a way of showing her that
I can't believe this is natural. It's stupid.
This is modernman.com. This is a dating article trying to, you know, try to break the ice to a woman, showing her that you're ready to talk to her. Number four, when she looks at you and gives you her attention, smile, point to her headphones, and confidently ask, can you take off your headphones for a minute? As you pretend to be taking headphones off your head, so she fully understands what you mean. So essentially saying she may be dumb, and not so you pretty much have to mime what you want her to do. If she doesn't understand that you want her to briefly take off her headphones, simply gesture that you want to talk to her by pointing back and forth from you to her and say, I want to talk to you for a minute. In most cases, you won't have to go to that extreme because most women are polite, essentially saying she would be the rude one at that point if she has not gone to any, responded to any of these tips that they've given so far.
This is all stupid.
And then five, when she takes off her headphones to talk to you, you might want to then do what we call acknowledging the awkwardness. by quickly mentioning something about the potential awkwardness of the moment to demonstrate you understand that a man and woman talking to each other in this way isn't the most common of experiences for any party. And then they actually give you an example conversation that you can have after you've gotten her attention.
What in the world?
TheModernMan.com does not represent at least me.
Wow.
Or I would hope most men that I know. These are not good tips. And if you see anybody in public and they're wearing earbuds, they most likely do not want to be disturbed. So do not go up there and mime for them to take off their headphones.
You know, this I can't even believe that we're doing this, or that you even, or anybody even wrote it. It's just stupid. If you want to get a girl's attention, she's wearing headphones, take your wiener out.
Yeah.
You stand in front of you with a wiener hanging out, and then that'll get her attention.
Does this look infected?
No, you can't say that. She can't hear you.
Well, I
you
know,
just stand
but
there
just
with it out.
Point to it.
And
yeah.
Infected is not a word that's going to get a girl to give you a positive reaction.
Oh, okay. That's why it's never worked for me.
You take it out, and then you mouth, do you think you can handle all this? That will get her attention.
There you go. So, yeah. Not a fan of themodernman.com, so
right,
I would not. Yes,
shut her down. Work segment's officially closed. All right, here's how this is going to go down. My clock cannot possibly be right. It says 3:52. How can this be? How do I fix this?
Hit the bottom button.
Bottom button. Ooh, there you go. 3:34. Time check. 3:34. Wow. Remember that? Radio station used to go, the KTRS St. Louis. Time check. It's 3:34. Yeah. Everybody knows what time it is. You all have a phone and it has the time on it. What do you say? I talk about security and cameras, and then we take a break. We come back, and we take some calls from you. And then after the 4 o'clock news, Dr. Douglas Pernikoff will join us. And if you have a pet, you might want to have a chat with him if you have some concerns. He's very good at what he does, and he loves animals a lot. I get very aggravated and frustrated sometimes that I forget to make notes. I was just in a conversation very recently with somebody regarding a burglary, a break-in. Oh, I know what else it was, too. It was a neighborhood vandalism thing. And I said, well, if only one of the homes had surveillance cameras, this would be over. It's kind of like yesterday we were talking off the air, I think, about Dan. And we mentioned it a little on the air. We were talking about body work. And one of the reasons he had to go to Schaefer was somebody walked by and knocked the window out of Dan's car, reached in, took his briefcase. Now, apparently that happened to 7 other people in this area, this neighborhood. If one home had a front door surveillance camera, and even though it was set there to take a look at the porch in the front yard, folks, this stuff, the kind of equipment that Gateway Lock and Security carries, that guy, because I believe your car was parked in the driveway or on the street.
Yeah, it was on
the
driveway.
And you say, well, that's probably, you know, 60, 80 feet from the front door. It doesn't matter. You zoom in. This is ultra-high definition lenses we're talking about. You zoom in and read the license plate. Count the nose hairs on the guy. You got him. You got him. I'm a big believer in cameras. And Gateway Lock and Security is in the surveillance camera business big time. You can have 2 cameras. You can have 4. You can have 8. You can have them inside. You can have them outside. You can actually have every square inch of your property inside and out covered with cameras. My advice, don't put them in your bathroom, because if anybody comes to your house and goes to the bathroom, they're going to call somebody and you're going to be put on the sex offender list or something. You do need Wi-Fi to do this right and get the best. They're working, meaning they, the people in the business of manufacturing these things and developing these things, they're working on, and I believe one day that everything will be completely wireless. And even if you don't have Wi-Fi and a router, it's still wireless, and everything is going to come from the sky. It's going to come from the internet. We're not there yet. So to do this right, you need Wi-Fi. Now, who is it that needs surveillance cameras? Nobody needs them. Nobody has to have them. Who can benefit from them? My answer is everybody. Everybody. And when people say, well, you know, we don't live in a mansion. We don't have real expensive artwork in our house. What are you, nuts? When people are on meth or heroin, and they'll do anything to anybody to make money. And if you don't have cash in your house, it doesn't matter. They'll take whatever they can take. They will steal it to hawk it or sell it. And as you know, if you watch the news at all, there are far too many people who have no conscience. They have no moral compass. If they know right from wrong, they don't care about right from wrong. They just as soon kill you as look at you. And they'll do whatever they can to grab $100, $50, $1,000. So my answer is everybody can benefit from surveillance cameras. What was the movie Jodie Foster did, Safe Room, or what was it called?
Panic Room.
Panic Room, yeah. I don't know that everybody needs a panic room, but the idea that you can prevent something terrible from happening by having equipment that runs them off. You say, well, we got a big dog. Well, they can shoot and kill your dog. You can't kill the camera system. Now, you might reach up and knock the camera out, but guess what the camera captured and recorded was your face as you reached up and knocked the camera out. So they got you. I would appreciate it if you would go take a look at their website, Gateway Lock and Security's website. It's an impressive company. It's a family business. The business itself has been around over 50 years. Derek Nagel is the guy who owns it, and he's a no BS kind of guy. And I like the fact that they've already turned down one of the biggest potential customers that they've ever had that came from this station, and it was because it was such an overwhelming, massive job. It was beyond what they do. And there are very few jobs that are that big. This was a super high-rise building, and you were talking about something that, to their credit, they referred him to a company they trusted and they knew could do this job that was... It was just bigger than what they do. There are not even a handful of jobs they can't do. They can make sure you are well equipped at your home, at your business. Years ago, I had a guy that I knew, and he worked. I told you this before. He worked at a warehouse, and they warehoused all of the DVDs and the CDs, and even CD players. And video recorders at the time, and DVD players were just starting to come out. It was a massive warehouse, and it contained all of the hot items that people from 12 to 50 were buying like mad. And they were also the number one items for theft. And his biggest problem was inside theft. People working there who had developed systems to smuggle movies and CDs out of the business. And I remember him telling me about that. I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking, wow, if that happened now, you're done before you can even get started. You're going to get captured and caught on surveillance camera. Gateway Lock and Security. Just take a look at their website. And then you tell me if you wouldn't feel a lot safer if you could at any time with your telephone, smartphone, not your old wall phone with a long cord on it, but your smartphone or your iPad or your computer, anytime, day or night, you just, with a couple of clicks, you are looking live at your property, at your family. I have a friend who lives in Sheridan, Wyoming. His brother is up in Alaska. His brother is a rancher or something, and he lives alone out in the middle of nowhere. His brother in Wyoming at any time can check on his brother, can actually look in and see that his brother's okay. And his brother knows that and has given him full permission. And he did it in front of me one time. He goes, let's see what my brother's doing. He picks up his phone, and there's his brother watching TV in a lounge chair in front of a fire in a cabin in Alaska. Great peace of mind. How about your parents? How about your elderly parents or grandparents? Wouldn't that be great? Anytime you want, check on their property, check on their home, or if they're capable, they can do it themselves. Please take a look at this. That's all I'm asking you to do. Take a look at this company. Take a look at what they do. Gateway Lock and Security. The website is so easy. It's gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Meet me.
All righty, let's check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're working with volume headed eastbound on Highway 64, already building from Jefferson up through the Poplar Street Bridge. We are heavy westbound on Highway 44 between the Mutual and the Poplar Street Bridge through the depressed section. Already slow go westbound on Highway 64 now between Kings Highway and McCausland. Then again between Lindbergh and Highway 270. Eastbound 64 coming up the hill from 141 to Mason, a heavy pocket there. Southbound 270, heavier now just south of the Clayton Road overpass. It eases up once you get to Doherty Ferry. MoDOT is reporting a stalled vehicle northbound on 170 at Ladue, but I'm not seeing it on the camera. But if it's there, watch out for it. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, from backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weese. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Jim Sterk is going to be the new athletic director at the University of Missouri. Well, what's his most important job?
There needs to be at least some semblance of responsibility that falls at his doorstep in terms of improving the image.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. The last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Truckers, this summer's the perfect time to switch to Schneider. You know Schneider has led the industry since 1935 and offers the widest variety of career opportunities. And yet, we're still pushing to make the driver experience even better. All new trucks have automated transmissions. We keep expanding our driver mobile app. We're constantly working to maximize driver home time and so much more. Make this the summer you switch to Schneider. Check out everything we're doing for drivers and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
At American Eagle Credit Union, there are so many ways for you to save to meet all of your many reasons why. Whatever your goals, American Eagle Credit Union can help you get there, from basic saving programs to retirement plans. For details and to start saving today, visit online or a branch nearest you, ameaglecu.org. Plus, American Eagle Credit Union offers special savings programs for youth and young adults.
Member eligibility required. Savings are federally insured up to $250,000 and are backed by the full faith and credit of the United States Government National Credit Union Association. Contact the credit union for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Looking to sell your home? Concerned about marketing, value, pricing, and everything else involved in the home selling process? Call me, Terry Hall, and take the worry out of selling your home. We'll sit down, make a plan on how to get the most money for your home, talk about the whole process, how it works, and how it fits your timetable. I have helped many of the listeners of KTRS get where they want to go, and now it might be your turn. Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Make selling your home simple and stress-free.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life, yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie!
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
All right, now your wall clock is wrong. It says the time is 6:05.
Whoa, time flies by.
You know what they need to do? They need to build a
keep changing.
They need to build a new studio here. But that'll never happen. Why would they ever do that for anybody? Some gentleman just called Dan off the air and said, "Hey, I donated $100 to Backstoppers a month ago. Does that qualify me to play in the golf tournament, sir?" I'm sorry, the answer is no. You have to go to KTRS.com. Ooh, update. I told you yesterday there were only 9 foursomes left in this golf tournament, Friday, September 23rd. Update, it looks like now there are about 4 foursomes. So thank you, especially to people like Tom McIntyre. Tom, if you're listening, what a tremendous loyal listener. What a generous supporter of things like this. Thank you. I think Tom's bringing 7 other people.
Whoa.
They're going to have a couple of foursomes there. So, Tom, a former car salesman, and that's how I got to know him. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for 24 and a half years, which is about how long they've been in business. When you get out of high school, and maybe even out of college, you can be pretty well-educated, pretty smart person, but you don't know what the word mortgage means because they don't teach you that. Now, they might now. They might have, I'm sure they do, courses called Getting Through Life 101 or Basics of Being an Adult and Having Responsibility. But when I got out, I didn't know what that meant, mortgage. It sounds like a death term, like mortuary or what. And it is like death for some people. Especially if you have an adjustable thing and all of a sudden your payment is real high. But it's a good thing for the most part because owning a home is the American dream. And to do it, most people need a mortgage. That's where American Equity Mortgage can help you. The other place they can help you is lending you money either to pay off bad debt like credit card debt or money to pay for something you don't have the cash for, but this is something you need. You need to pay for your daughter's wedding. You need to pay tuition for somebody. You need to pay a medical expense that's not covered by insurance. You'll be amazed and pleasantly surprised at how easy it is to get that money if you're a homeowner. And please understand, you don't have to be a homeowner with a mortgage at American Equity Mortgage. The mortgage should be with somebody else. But American Equity Mortgage will be happy to show you how easy it is to get the money you need just because you have the great collateral that goes with being a homeowner. If you want to know more, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Do you know who Rory and Joey are?
Or, yes. Yes.
How do you know them?
I followed that story online.
Did you know who they were before that?
No.
We'll talk about this later in the Playhouse. This is a couple of, they're country music singers. And they're not names that most people would know, which is pretty interesting because they have a huge following. And years ago, I stumbled on these two, a married couple, accidentally, and my first reaction was, I wanted to make fun of them. Because he wears overalls, and they're your typical kind of country bumpkin-looking people singing country music. But every once in a while, somebody comes along who's extremely religious, and you can tell, and I don't think I'm wrong about this, that they are the real deal. They are 100% dedicated to serving God, to living a Christian life, and to entertaining and making people happy with their music. And Joey is the wife. Rory, the husband, and Joey died not too long ago from cervical cancer. And they chose to document on video the last couple of years as she struggled with... I got to tell you
something. That was a tough story to follow, yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw it along the way, yes. Every once in a while, I'd see an article post of how she was doing now. They did a blog. I think they had a website where every month or so they would give an update.
I didn't see any of that, but I will watch this documentary when it comes out, and I'll tell you why. For as depressing and dark and disturbing as that stuff is, I really do think it's good for people to force themselves to look at what other people have to go through.
Yeah, they had a young daughter, two or three, who had Down syndrome. I think
that is so important because there are thousands of people, and I like to use the term who just got dealt a rotten hand, and I don't know that theirs was the worst hand you could be dealt. But if you've never known anybody who had cancer, or you've never personally had to be a part of watching them go through that or ALS, I think you should watch stuff like this. The Farrah Fawcett thing, I remember she documented on video all her... I think that was more for that guy. What's his name? Ryan, the boyfriend.
Oh, Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah, Ryan O'Neill. Yeah. I actually think that was kind of a... You know, he's not even a B-lister. So I think that's his way of putting the spotlight on him. But it's still... very educational, very informative when you watch what some people have to go through. So when it hits, it's not going to hit in St. Louis right away, and it'll be one of those art theater things, but I think it'll be worth watching. And I don't have the name of it. I should have marked it here, but you'll know what it is. It's the story of Rory and Joey. Here it is. It's called To Joey with Love. And you can also tell sometime when people are putting on a show about being in love and together, and then you can tell when it's the real deal. And I think these people are the real deal. So there you go. So a little suggestion. I'm no Colin Jeffrey, but I can, you know, make a suggestion every once in a while what to watch for and what to see. Starting tomorrow, Amini's is going to have a tremendous Labor Day sale. And from tomorrow through Monday, they're going to pick up half the sales tax on all kinds of things in the store. And that's a significant amount of money, because the thing is, if you've been into a Meanies, they don't sell, I don't think, many things for $40, $50. So when you start getting up into the hundreds, thousands, half the sales tax is pretty significant. And then add to that the fact that a Meanies is having a big tent sale. And all the patio furniture that's under the tent is up to 50% off. And then add to that that you'll be able to buy hand-knotted rugs for 60 to 80% off. And that is a tremendous discount on rugs that are deservedly expensive. Takes a long time to make these rugs by hand, and they last longer than you're going to be around. So check it out. It's all on their website. Everything about the tent sale for the patio furniture, everything about the rugs, the sales tax, which is tomorrow through Monday, it's all there. And I can't go through all of it because you'll forget a lot of it. So all I can do is send you to the website. And I hope you do that. And even more than that, I hope you'll go to Amini's if you've never been. It's a one-of-a-kind place. It is a tremendous store. Under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, let's get another check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, I found that stall northbound on 170. It's just north of Del Mar. They've gotten it over to the right shoulder, but we are seeing some delays now northbound from about Ladue up through that intersection there. North there, pretty good run up through Highway 70. Westbound on Highway 64 this afternoon, your normal delays from Kings Highway through McCausland. Then again, looks like just west of McKnight out through Highway 270. Starting to fill in as well, southbound on 270. In pockets, Page down through about Doherty Ferry. Westbound on Highway 44, reports of an accident right at about 55, blocking the right lane. Also seeing a pocket of volume now westbound on 44 between Lindbergh and 270. Eastbound on 64, your normal delays are there from about Compton up through the Poplar Street Bridge. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes, make low price staples happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCA Midwest.